What this network needs, this network gets. I promise you that.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment. Sports entertainment. Sports entertainment.
The one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
Yo, what's up, kids? Thank you so much for supporting the show. Thank you very much. The Turnbuckle Throwbacks, really appreciate that. But there's more ways you could support us and help us out. Go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, leave a review. The more reviews we get, the better we get as a crew. More listeners means more fun, means more stuff to do, right? Simple as that. Go to rantemradio.com, go to shiningwizardsnetwork.com, and go to turnbucklethrowbacks.com and get all of our other content. Back content, other shows that we support, it's all there. Go get it. It's all for you. You want to buy a t-shirt? Please buy a t-shirt. It supports us. Go to prowrestlingtees.com/turnbuckle throwbacks and get one of four designs. You won't be disappointed. They're pretty fresh to death. More importantly, thank you so much for supporting Turnbuckle Throwbacks. We appreciate it. We love you all. Peace out.
I am the baddest dude that walks the streets today.
I'm gonna end your career once and for all, right here in Madison Square Garden.
I knew that I just had to go down and give her the thrill of a lifetime, the rude awakening.
The last thing I want to do is to own the damn WWF, because that's got to be the biggest headache in the world.
Get used to it. Who you're looking at, the man. Woo!
It's time to crank your headphones and forget your problems. You're listening to an action-packed episode of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast!
Woo! Yeah!
Yo, monkeys, it's me, DDP, the king of Bada Bing, the master of the diamond cutter, the three-time world champion and WWE Hall of Famer. And you, monkeys, well, you're listening to Rhea and Choppy on Turnbuckle Throwbacks. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Bam!
That's right, Saturday nights are right for fighting. And they're very right for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
A very special edition of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
As always, your gracious host, the blue collar scholar, the heavyweight primate, the impact player, Mr. Philip Gregory Urrea. And I'm joined by
Chopster himself, Choppy Albuquerque Margaca.
Albuquerque, huh?
Yeah, You have to throw in your Gregory. I might as well throw in my Albuquerque.
That's your middle name?
It is. You didn't know that?
No shit.
No, yes, it is.
Why?
It's my grandfather's last name.
So they took your grandfather's last name and gave it to you as a middle name?
Yeah.
Wow.
did you know my brother's last... You know what's my brother's full name?
New Mexico?
Oh. Ring that bell. Daniel Albuquerque Margasa. And you know what his, initials come out to be? Damn.
Damn. Damn, damn, damn. Damn. So how's everybody doing tonight?
Yeah, how is everyone doing? Hey, good evening, Shaylin from the Shaolin.
Hello, Shaylin. Let me get the soundboard up.
Yeah, get that up, dude.
Play some fucking Elton John.
Elton John is fantastic. Good song choice, by the way.
Thank you, sir.
So, good evening, everyone.
Yeah, good evening.
One Anonymous and one Shaylin. And one Mr. Mega Powers is in the house. Whoa! Mega Powers, what's going on, brother?
It's the Mega Powers.
Wow. Thank you, sir, for joining us.
Are you trying to tell me my money's not good enough for you? I find that a little hard to swallow, you jockass!
Mega Powers would like to know, are you guys broadcasting live from Intercourse, Pennsylvania?
You know something? If our wives didn't drag us to every fucking store, which I don't mind.
The stores were great.
We loaded up on fucking sales. It was crazy.
Dude, the sales at Walmart were crazy with the games and stuff.
Yeah. By the way, we're live on Rant EM Radio.
Rant EM Radio.
RantEntertainmentMedia.com, part of the Shining Wizards Network. So, we're live on Saturday because we were going to do something last night, but we were just too fucking tired.
We were exhausted from yesterday, honest to God.
We were in Amish country for the last 48 hours.
And the Amish were very nice to us.
Oh, yeah, they were very nice to us. They were very nice to everybody. So,
even Zebediah.
Yo, let's break it down from the beginning. So, the initial plan was to have Thanksgiving dinner in Amish town with Choppy and his wife, the Thanksgiving evening. We left early in the day just to beat the traffic. Choppy, unfortunately, did not get to fucking leave early. He left late and missed dinner totally.
Oh, dude, I was so pissed. It took me 4.5... What should have been a 2-hour drive took me 4.5 hours to get to freaking Lancaster.
It's about a 2.5-hour ride from New York to Lancaster. You're going west to Pennsylvania, western Pennsylvania.
Correct.
So you're like 3 hours, 2 hours away from Pittsburgh, you know.
By the way, even though it's a little bit of a drive, it's a fantastic drive. You get to see so much scenery. It's like...
Yeah, I'll get into the GPS in a second because I want to talk about that for a minute.
Oh, boy.
So we get, you know, when we find out that Choppy is not coming to dinner, he was like, just go to dinner, I'll fucking meet you there later on or whatever, because we had rooms, like 10 rooms apart from each other at the hotel.
Correct.
So, you know, my wife and I go to this Amish restaurant, man, and it's family style, right? And they sit you with complete strangers. So we sat with two other families, and that was a fucking mission. I'll wait till my wife comes on the air, and she'll talk about that, because this one family was really special. And I'm talking like, special. Right? And then we had the rich folks. Then we had the rich folks ahead of us.
The rich bitches.
Rich bitches. And we had an amazing Amish, like legit Amish fucking Thanksgiving. Like, they churn the fucking butter.
The Dutch, they take care of you over there.
Like, I could have swam, and I could have bathed in these mashed potatoes. It was so good.
Mm.
You know? So we had this dinner, and while we're having dinner, I mentioned to my wife, you know, the outlets are a few miles away. Maybe tomorrow, if you want to do some shopping, you know, while we're out here, because all the Black Friday sales are going on, maybe you can, you know, take it. So come to find out, they opened the outlets that night.
Correct.
So wifey was like, yo, I want to go tonight. And I was like, really? She's like, yeah, what the fuck else is going on? They're not here yet. You know, we'll just go. So by the time we got to the outlets, Choppy was getting into Pennsylvania. So I said, you just want to meet us at the outlet, because we had to check him into the hotel.
Correct.
Because we didn't check him in yet, because he didn't get there. And it would have charged us more money if we checked you in early.
Yeah.
And why bother paying for the room when you didn't have to?
Correct.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Right, so we did that, and we shopped everywhere.
Dude, I got this fantastic biographical book on the X-Men, all each and every character. A book that probably would cost about $50, and Barnes and Noble cost me $10 on the Black Friday sales.
Yeah, I got a pair of $100 sneakers for like $30.
You got that sweet looking jacket.
I got a sweet jacket. I got a fucking Mitchell and Ness sweet cap, a 76ers cap.
We went to we had gone to Lids.
With the Lids outlet store, the all outlet stores, and there was my wife walked into the Hanes store, right?
Oh, I didn't know you went there.
Oh my god, dude, she spent $70 in underwear for her and the kid.
Oh, like that's right.
If you buy 2 packs, you get 2 packs free. She's legit spent $74 on like a gazillion pair of underwear. They don't have to buy underwear for the next 2 years.
Good for them.
You know? So, and I normally don't shop for myself, but I went to, like I said, so the next day, we all get up. So Choppy sends me a text message. He's like, yo, what are you doing for breakfast? I'm like, you know, they have a continental breakfast in the lobby. I was going to grab like a bagel and some cereal. He's like, nah, fuck that. We're going to the Waffle House. Now, anything past New Jersey, if you go to a Waffle House, it's straight ghetto Southern style food.
Fantastic.
You're getting waffles, you're getting grits, you're getting sausage biscuits and gravy, you're getting
everything.
Yeah. So we go to the Waffle House. Now, there's several in the area, not just one, but they're franchised.
Which is like, there was one that was probably like 2 miles from the one we went to.
Correct. Correct.
Yeah.
And there was a bunch of them. So we go to this, and it was like straight out of a fucking TV show. Real ghetto, like, you know, people, you know, it was just, if you've seen a Waffle House on TV, it's exactly what it is on TV.
The stereotypical gay dude working.
Yeah, the one guy, listen, it ain't his fault he's a fucking millennial with a wind tunnel tested hairdo.
My man looked like Paulie D from the Jersey Shore.
He did, yes he did. And he was like, you guys want some more, would you like some more biscuits?
Would you like some more butter?
Would you like some more butter? Like,
how about some syrup?
How about some more syrup? No, thank you.
By the way, did you hear what Mickey just said? I just found out that I'm arriving in Japan on the day of Great Kabuki's retirement show.
Oh, that's they announced a card for that. I glanced over it. I didn't get a chance to read it, but
Mega Bars, you going to that?
I don't know if he can go to that.
Shiny Woods Tony just said, "Yo, yo, yo,
yo, what up, T?
What up?"
So we go to Waffle House, and we go do what's that?
Kabuki, are you a soldier?
Are you an assassin? I think you're an errand boy, my man. Gerhardt. Declare war on the Americans, you Dusty Rhodes and Kabuki.
Mega Power just said, oh god, this asshole. To the shiny, to Tony.
Kabuki, are you an assassin? Are you a soldier? So yes, the Great Kabuki is retiring. Well, he's retiring. I don't think he's fighting on the card.
How old is Great Kabuki? He gotta be like 60.
He's gotta be like 70, man.
70 already?
But Kabuki, see, here's the thing, man. Kabuki's a mysterious dude because he's been active and really not, and under the radar. Like, no one gives a shit, you know? What the fuck is going on in there?
I think the kid is crying. It's okay.
Oh, okay. So, it's been like, you know, an up and down thing for Kabuki, but no, like, he's been active and nobody fucking talks about it.
I know.
So now he's retiring. I don't think he's on the card. He's in bad shape.
I mean, if you're almost 70 years old, I'm pretty sure he is in bad shape.
Yeah. But yeah, Kabuki's been through some wars.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, so back to the Amish excursion. So now we go back to the fucking outlets yesterday.
Oh, dude.
And we score some more deals.
Oh, we should tell him about the Walmart excursion too.
Oh, yeah. So Thursday night when Choppy got there, after we left the fucking outlets, we went to Wally World, and they were setting up, but people already there. It was like fucking wall to wall people.
Yeah, it was. It was crazy.
But it was a controlled chaos. It wasn't, people weren't fighting over shit.
There was a lot of cops there too.
There was a lot of cops. They put up barricades, and then what they did was whatever was on sale, they were moving everything to the middle of the aisles in these big red fucking
boxes and bins,
yeah. So you didn't have to go digging for the shit.
And laptops were like, a laptop that would normally be like $600 or $700 was $200 or something like that.
Yeah, I saw a 40-inch TV for like $130.
What?
But it wasn't like a name brand. It was like a fucking,
who cares?
Yeah, but still, like, if you were looking just to pick up a TV,
it was cheap.
It was cheap, yeah.
Also, if you were a Nintendo 3DS fan, A lot of games were like normally $40 or $15.
$15, yeah.
If you're looking for WWE 2K18, if it was normally $50 or $60, it was probably like $29, I think it was.
Yeah, the reason why we were really there was because Numbnuts here left his fucking, his luggage at his crib, and now we're at Wally World getting clothes for him and his wife.
And might I add, very affordable wear.
Yes, of course, it's Wally World, man.
I got my Marvel shirt on right now from Wally World. Well,
he bought every Marvel shirt in the rack.
I got Deadpool.
We wore Deadpool yesterday.
And I'm wearing the Marvel Superheroes one. I'm still trying to figure out who's the superhero on my left, on my right shoulder right here. It looks like a fucking ninja. Can't tell who it is.
I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, oh well. Probably Night Thrasher from the New Warriors.
Ooh, that's an odd character for a shirt, though.
It looks like him, though.
Yeah, yeah.
So, anyways.
So we do that, and then we're looking for dinner now. So what happened was we go into town, and my wife, we get back to the hotel so I can freshen up after we go get our get all the rest of my gear from the Big and Tall shop.
That shop was fantastic.
Wifey finds a fucking in town. She finds an Amish tour with you get to ride on a fucking horse and buggy.
That was dope,
right? We go through town, and this was a legit. You guys, I don't know if you did your history, but the Amish people still exist, and they've been living amongst the Dutch. Have been living amongst regular people in that area since the fucking 1700s or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they still don't have electricity. They still fucking, some of them, they wear the gear and the whole nine yards, the fucking hat, the beard,
But the thing is, a lot of them are also conforming to a lot of the.
I saw an Amish chick with the whole gob rocking a pair of Nikes.
Yeah, she was walking. Some of them wearing backpacks. A lot of people. A lot of the Amish are now using bus for transportation now too.
Yeah, and the horse and buggy thing is legit vehicle to get around.
Correct.
They had fucking blinkers on them. guy was telling me and Choppy, the younger kids put sound systems in them and shit.
Yeah.
So they're conforming, but then they're still the hardcore. They don't call them Orthodox. They call them
a lot of them are a lot of the Mennonites.
Mennonites, that's right. Mennonites, the same thing as Orthodox. So it's the same concept. But
it was a really and then the restaurant after the first we went to the
village. we went to the village.
Then we went to the Yoders.
Wait. We go to the village
first. Hold on.
And there's all these little shops and shit, right?
Oh my god!
The first thing I see is a pretzel stand. And not fucking aunt whatever.
Aunt Annie's.
And not Aunt Annie's from the mall. I'm talking about there were Amish chicks in the fucking kitchen breading these pretzels.
And churning them butter.
And churning the butter, right.
Once or twice.
So I buy a bunch of them. Choppy goes to get some water from the car. And I'm like, yo, dude, you have to have one. He's like, yeah? Yeah, have two. I bought four.
I just wanted one. And then he was like, you sure?
Yeah.
You really. Him being the Mr. Peer Pressure, are you sure? You sure? And I was like, okay, let me get the second one.
Right, because, you know, basically it's like a mini vacation. You're not going to eat fucking four pretzels normally.
Oh, dude, it was so good. It was better than any other, even better than Pretzel Factory, I would say.
I agree.
Oh, my God.
I agree. So Philly's got some competition with their pretzels.
Oh, yeah.
With the Amish. But the night does not end. So now.
Oof.
The girls are getting some kind of fucking hot cocoa or something.
Correct.
Right?
Then we go into that little market with all the little samples. Oh.
Yeah, well, we go into this market, right? And it's like this jam and jelly fucking market thing. Well, first I got some fudge.
Oh, the fudge? Oh, yeah, you dig it. How was it? Did you try it?
Yeah, we'll break out. It's in the fridge.
Okay.
Right? I bought a fucking block of fudge. But we go into this jam place, right? And there's fucking samples at every single station. They had pickles and beets, and like all these different sauces. There was another shop where there was cured meat, like smoked meat. It was in cheeses. It was like a fat. We ate so many fucking samples, we almost didn't want to go to dinner.
That's true. I couldn't believe it.
Because they wanted to, because Choppy and Wifey wanted the an Amish dinner because they didn't get to have it the night before. So we found a place called Yoders,
which was really good.
Not Yoda, not the Jedi Master.
Y-O-D-E-R-S, right. Yoders.
And we go there, right? So we get, and it's an Amish place again.
Correct.
Real plain, but and the menu's not big.
But it was straightforward.
It's straightforward, family style cooking. When I say family style, not like Italian family style. They don't serve like big plates of shit. You get your portioned out, but, you know, like, they had some kind of like, they had real legit like Amish stuff on it, like these potato pancake looking things, and
the fritters were fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
And then the rolls, the little rolls.
Little rolls, yeah. So we get our food. They got us in the back room, and
halfway through our meal, we hear in the intercom.
Please evacuate the area. We think nothing of it.
We think it's like a joke.
We ignore these fucking people, right? So the staff forgot about us because we're in the back room. There was a fucking gas leak in the building, right? So this chick comes running back here. She goes, "Oh, you guys are still here?" And we were like, "What?" Yeah, they evacuated everybody. There's a gas leak. And we're like, "What?" So now we're like, she was like, "Yeah, just run up to the front and pay for your food." I'm saying to myself, "Pay for your food? Like, what the fuck?" So
can we wrap this up?
We wrap this up to go? We didn't finish our fucking, like, the girls didn't finish it. I was just about done with mine. Chopping was about done with his. But the girls were still eating, you know? So, and, you know, the baby was up and he was fussy. So now we're freaking out because, like, we don't know what's going on. We're in the back of this fucking restaurant, like, legit, in the very back room of this restaurant. So, we get up. We pack all our shit up. We run to the fucking front counter. There's a line in the front counter of people just paying their stuff and getting out. We get outside. Every emergency medical service and fire engine department
was there.
And every police officer was in this parking lot.
Why? And you want to know why everyone was there?
Because it was a gas leak.
No, not even that. Nothing happens in that area.
Yeah, nothing really happens crime-wise, but like they need an excuse to break out this equipment, you know?
Dude, I had never seen so much fire department guys and...
It looked like a fucking crime scene.
It looked bad.
Right, so and the staff is outside and they're like, "Oh, we get to go home early, this is great." And they probably been busting their balls all day because it's a holiday weekend. And it's a very, very touristy area because, you know, you pass, it's a main road to go west. And I'm pretty sure it's a holiday weekend. Everybody's fucking passing through there. It's busier than normal. And just a bunch of schmucks like us go in there. You know, we ignore these fucking people's cries for help. Kept eating our food like the fat bastards that we are.
That food was fantastic.
The food was fantastic, right? So we do all that, and then we were going to do a show last night, but we fucking... before we even did that, we didn't talk about Santa Claus.
Oh, that was today.
No, that was yesterday.
No, we saw Santa Claus today.
We saw Santa Claus last night, though.
Oh, that's right. That's before we went to eat.
Right, so we're in this village. You have to sample all the shit. And Santa Claus comes out, and he lit the tree. It was like, and the entire fucking town is in this one circle.
Yeah.
So, of course, I'm like, "Yay, it's Santa Claus! Yay, it's Santa! It's Santa! It's Santa!" So, apparently, some of the locals were behind me.
They were just laughing hysterically.
And they were laughing hysterically because this one's singing Jingle Bells, Batman Smells. And I was like, "Wait a minute." She was, you were doing that. I'm like, "No, it wasn't me. It was him.
It was this jerk-off.
This fucking..." I said, "It was this jerk-off right here." And she just laughed, like, hysterically. And everybody knew our accent. "Oh, you guys are from New York, huh?" "Yeah, yeah." We gave it away, the fucking accent.
You can speak for yourself, buddy. I'm from New Jersey.
Yeah.
I enunciate my R's, motherfucker.
Yeah, you can go fuck your hand. So, we do all that. And then we were going to do a show last night. But by the time we got back...
It was like, midnight? What?
No, it was like 10 o'clock at night. And we talked about doing a show like 9:30. We get back to the rooms like 9:30. And Choppy comes to the room with the wife. And we're all just like...
Talking.
Just talking and lounging, and we blinked, and it was fucking midnight, and I was like, "We're not doing the show tonight."
No.
And then Double A, you know, told all the staff that he was switching servers, so it kind of worked out that we didn't go on because he switched all the stuff last night.
Okay.
And now we're in, you know, and we're the first ones to do the feed, I think.
Ooh.
So it works, I guess. Everybody's hearing us.
Well, apparently, Shaylin just said, "Okay, I hear the show loud and clear now. I was on tune in." I don't know what that means. Shaylin, what does that mean? Does that mean you weren't
here? No, what she means is Double A went on the rampage and said that it may not work on tune in.
Okay, all right.
So she's not listening to the .com. She's listening to tune in.
Gotcha.
So that's what she meant. That's what she meant. She pays attention. See, she's one of the good ones. Like, unlike us, we don't pay attention.
Especially me. I really don't. I'm just, meh.
So we had a checkout this morning, and the plan was to just, like, get something to eat and then head home and...
And just veg.
Right. No, turns out my wife's cousin lives about 20 minutes away.
Let's go cut a Christmas tree.
And she was like, I haven't seen you in like 10 years. You know, you're right in my neighborhood. We're going to cut our own Christmas tree. Why don't you join us? Now, anybody who knows my wife knows that this is the... This, it's the most wonderful time of the year. She becomes Festive Fanny. And... Like, her world fucking changed this weekend. She was a pig in shit. Everything was all Christmassy, playing Christmas music in the car. She was singing with the fucking cat, with the locals. It was that kind of party. So her eyes lit up. She's like, we're going to go get a Christmas tree. I'm like, babe, we're not even unpacked yet. Like, we still have boxes in the living room. She's like, no, I don't give a fuck. We're going to get our own Christmas tree. We're going to cut it down and blah, blah, blah. And Bree and Choppy with us and with the baby. We'll make a tradition. Da, 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 da. And I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. And I don't want to be like the Debbie Downer. I'm like, okay, honey, whatever you want. Happy wife, happy life, whatever. So what happens is you go to this fucking barn, right? You go to a barn. You take a number. They throw about 10 or 12 people on another fucking horse and buggy, which is like a tractor almost. And these horses fucking pull you up to a mountain where there's thousands upon thousands of Christmas trees.
And here we are, two fat asses going up a hill.
Right. I overdressed because I figured I'm going to wear my winter coat because it was cold in the morning, but then it got really hot all of a sudden. Now I'm sweating like a slave, right? So now I'm walking up this fucking hill, right? Now, mind you, we're sweating. The baby's with Choppy's wife in one of those fucking, what do you call those things? The papooses?
The papoose.
In the papoose? Not the wrapper papoose.
No, the actual holder.
The actual holder, yeah. And, like, we climb up this fucking mountain, and you have to grab your own saw, and I'm like, oh, this is not good.
And then Choppy goes on his knees.
Yeah, so, I find a tree almost instantaneously. Choppy jumps down and goes, I'll do it.
And then, right. I was like Paul Bunyan today.
He was Paul fucking Bunyan. He cuts down the Christmas tree. And it's been fucking... And then you chop the tree down. You got to tag it. Then these guys come and collect it. And then they bring it back to where they dropped you off.
Yep.
And they call your name and throw you back on one of these fucking hay rides. These horse and buggy type gimmicks. And they fucking, they do that. And, they bring us back down to the mountain. Off the mountain. They measure it, cut it, and wrap it for you, and you got to pay for it.
And let me tell you something. You got to see the knots that Mrs. Rhea did today.
Yeah, she fucking taught. She straps this thing down to the hood of the car.
Oh my god!
Like it was a side of beef, right? And it's not cheap, dude. It's like $9 a foot. We paid $70 for this tree.
Whoa! What do you mean $9 a foot?
It was like $9 or $10 a foot.
For the tree, the tree you're talking about.
Yeah, the tree.
I thought you were talking about they were charging you for the rope.
No, the rope is free.
I'm about to say.
No, the rope is free. You have to cut your own rope.
Why, thank you, Shaylin. Logan was actually very, very good with Santa, surprisingly.
He just was more...
He was shocked with the lights. He was like, whoa. Whoa.
Whoa, look at the big, bright light. Whoa.
It was funny.
Yeah. So then we got our tree. While we were getting the tree... Logan was taking a picture with Santa Claus.
Santa Claus!
Santa Claus is coming, yay! So Santa Claus. And then they give out like hot chocolate and candy canes, and they had a gift shop, and then they had a couple of food trucks there, barbecue.
You got yourself you, wifey, and the unsilent majority got themselves a nice little pulled pork sandwich.
Wow, we got a mess here. Look at this barbecue.
Oof. Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
We had some barbecues, if you will.
And then after we said our goodbyes, we left for the good old island of Staten.
And we left. We made good time. We got home like a half hour before you did because you think you guys stopped, right?
We stopped at McDonald's because I was starving, dude.
Yeah. But, I mean, we agreed that this is probably going to be a yearly thing. We probably won't do Thanksgiving there, but like the next day or that night, we'll drive into PA and fucking hang out for the weekend.
It's a good time, dude.
It is a fun time. There's always something to do. Everywhere you go, there's something to do with these.
You just got to look up. Go to Lancaster, PA, or whatever it is, .com on Google, and there's shit to do all over the area, man.
Yeah.
You go pumpkin picking if you want. You could go do a... That village thing that we went to yesterday was fantastic.
Yeah. There's a ton of stuff going on in that part of the world. And everybody's nice. And
Nice.
Everybody's nice, and it was just a nice experience. Like this, like everywhere we went, people were nice. The servers were nice in restaurants.
Not like here in New York where it's the holidays and where everyone's miserable.
Yeah, no, this was like when Santa Claus came out fucking Friday night.
Everyone was legit happy.
Like the town like lit up. Like that it was officially the Christmas season.
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus is coming. Yay. I like Santa Claus. So like you felt like you got into the spirit. Like it was cool. And like I know people piss and moan about the whole Black Friday shopping, and I gotta be honest with you, man.
It wasn't that bad,
and for the people who pissed and moan about, oh, you shouldn't be opening up on Thanksgiving, listen, these businesses are, if these people that work for these retail places, it's part of the job. My wife worked retail for like a decade, so I know the whole racket. You know, no one's forcing anybody to work. If you want to work for fucking JCPenney, JCPenney opens up at fucking 6 o'clock at night on Thanksgiving, and you're scheduled to work, then you work.
You know what it's called? Believe it or not, these retail people, even though they're working on a Thanksgiving, they have something called floating holidays.
Yeah.
Basically means that if they're working on a holiday where they're supposed to be off, they can actually use that as part of their vacation time.
It's called H time, and it's a good segue, partner, because yep. You know what? In my line of work... if you're scheduled to work on a holiday and you work the holiday, not only do you get time and a half for like eight, I work a 10-hour shift. So I get time and a half for 8 of the 10 hours I work. Plus, I get a day off anytime I want it.
That's actually really good. I didn't know they did that for you.
Now my hospital, now I took Thursday off. The Thursdays, so I won't get that.
Okay.
But now I'm off on Friday, but now it's a hospital holiday. So if you're not scheduled to work, you still get the fucking holiday time.
That's good.
So now I have an extra day off. I have to cash in like in the next 30 to 60 days or whatever it is.
That's right? Fine.
So, you know, it's I understand where people get upset. You know? Oh, hold on. Double A's calling us on Skype.
Ooh.
Hold on a minute. Let me open the Skype up. Because he's calling me on my phone and... So, Double A, if you hear me, please hang up the phone and I'll Skype you in through here. So, hold on 1 second.
I guess this is what you call a surprise.
Surprise. Surprise.
The nice surprise.
Let's call him. Let's call him, shall we?
Double A.
Got it.
MCO.
Got it. Got it. Dun, 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 dun. What's up, boss? You call?
Hello.
How you feeling, man?
Hey, buddy.
I don't know. I'm,
You sound very sexy, by the way.
You sound like complete dog shit.
Yeah. Well, I probably look worse than that. I don't know. I'm just calling in to say hello. And good luck. We're all counting on you. I know it's your... 260-something night on the air, and it's like your first show all over again. And, you know, hooray for bronchitis. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, yeah. I saw Double A posted on social media. He had, like, a little medical bracelet from the clinic. And he sent me a message. He's like, well, I'm on my way to the clinic. I'm like, what? I'm like, yeah. And I was like, oh, man. So I saw he was, like, legit. So now he puts the icing on the cake. He sounds like shit.
Any antibiotics, my friend?
What'd they give you for it?
They gave me something in a bottle and something in pill form.
There you go.
And to the fine folks of CVS and Walgreens, you're all douchebags for closing your 24-hour pharmacies because I spent 2 hours looking for one so I could get this damn medication.
They were closed?
Because I, you know, where I live, there's like a Walgreens and CVS on every corner. So I start hopping around from CVS to Walgreens to the, and there the pharmacy's closed. It closed at 6. I didn't get out of the thing until 5:50. I was in there from like 1:20 till then.
Wow.
And then I get out and I said, okay, time to go get my medication. I go to the first CVS there on the corner. No 24-hour pharmacy. They close at 6. Okay, I'll go to the next one. Go to the next one. No, they close at 6. Go to the Walgreens. No, they close at 6. I said, dude, where the hell is a 24-hour pharmacy around here? He goes, well, you can go to the one. The only one is on Sheridan and 46. And to bring it up to speed, that's like a 25-minute drive.
Oh.
And I said, what? And I said, and he goes, well, you could try Walgreens. And I found a Walgreens. I go in. I gave my prescription. I look like shit, by the way. But I was sporting my WrestleMania gear.
Yeah. So I didn't
look completely terrible. But from there, I said, okay, how long is this going to take? Because look at me. I'm dying. Okay? I've got 1 foot in the grave. And if you don't give me this medicine in about 10 minutes, I'm probably going to put the other foot in there.
Nice.
I said, well, it's going to be 40 minutes. So I go, and here's the caveat to everything. You know, because it was Thanksgiving this weekend, and the family was supposed to be here. So I'm going to run down the list of infirmities that's going on in this house. I've got a niece and a nephew that both came down with the stomach bug.
What?
I've got, yeah. So they didn't show up for Thanksgiving. Not their fault. Okay. My mom didn't go to work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, because she's got a bad cold. All right. Thursday, Thanksgiving rolls around. She comes downstairs, has the dinner. I send her back upstairs. Go back to bed, Ma. You sound like shit. All right. That was Thursday. Friday, I'm like, ugh. I'm starting to feel it. We put up the Christmas tree. Oh. We put up the Christmas tree and everything. And I'm like, we shouldn't be putting up this damn Christmas tree. But whatever. People insisted on putting up the damn Christmas tree. I said, all right. 8 o'clock last night, there felt like a tennis ball in my throat. And I said, let me mitigate this by drinking some tea and some lemon. And then I woke up probably about 40 times throughout the night, freezing my balls off in a 73-degree house. And then I woke up. I sound like this, which is kind of sexy. Kind of turns me on.
You sound different, man.
Oh, I sound. I thought, you know, I said, if I don't feel too terrible, I'll use this opportunity to cut some new promos for the air. what the hell happened next? Oh, so I lay down to like around 12. I pass out, and I pass out watching Pokemon for some reason. I don't know why. And I woke up to my phone ringing. I said, come here. And I went over. And it was my mom. She says, I can't see the thermometer. And I said, well, use a digital one. Why are you using those old-fashioned mercury ones? It's 2017, for God's sakes. Anyways, we use two digital thermometers. Both of us have fever. And then she says those dreaded words, let's go to urgent care. What? I got a cold. I don't want to go to urgent care. Let's go to urgent care. I got bronchitis. She's got pneumonia. We almost went to the hospital. So.
Yeah, no, with pneumonia, with older people, you just have to watch with their breathing and their temperature. I mean, it's manageable without going to a hospital.
And of course, I felt sexy in the urgent care because I sat there with a face mask on. So, a face mask, my WrestleMania t-shirt and shorts that were a little too short.
He's like a fucking tourist at a New Japan show.
Yeah. And then I went around traveling this godforsaken city of Pembroke Pines, Florida. Shame on you for not having more 24-hour pharmacies, because the average age around here is death. So there should be more pharmacies accessible to the general public. I spent 2 hours of my time where I could have been in bed hobnobbing with you fine folks. But no. But I got my little bottle and I got my pills. So I'm good. And my voice is very deep. It's very sexy. I probably will sound like this on Tuesday when we do the show.
Ooh.
So I'll be like, you're listening to the rant.
It's like listen, live. Yeah, it's like a stranger hosting the show.
I know.
Well, I can't even growl.
Yeah, you know what though? With bronchitis though, you just gotta watch yourself. You know, with the overexerting yourself is like the thing. Like you know, because your bronchioles are already constricted, so you might want to like just take it easy and mellow out and not do anything strenuous. You know. So
and to the douchebag in Walgreens who insisted on making 10 transactions and using coupons. You deserve a horrible case of the runs and 4 flat tires.
Whoa. You know, and speaking of drugstores, the CVS is a fucking racket, and I'll tell you how.
Yes, it is.
Like, you know, I'm one of those card-carrying CVS guys. Like, even my prescriptions through my doctor or through and my health insurance runs through there with my medication. So when you buy stuff from there, right, mm-hmm. and you get this fucking 2-foot-long receipt,
yep,
they know what you buy because all
I don't know why because on my receipt I always get coupons for tampons and
y'all
just like wait a minute I don't first of all I've never in my life purchased tampons or maxi pads for anybody so well, why the hell are we getting and then one day the other day I was looking at the douche $2 on summer's eve or some shit like that I'm like
well they
can't you give me something useful like $10 off a case of beer or something
they give like my wife buys makeup from there all the time and I'm always buying junk food so we're constantly getting printouts of get $1 off M&M's get $2 off Maybelline fucking mascara and hair dye like it's a fucking racket if you shop there often enough and you scan your card they know what you have. It's like Big Brother's watching you, man. It's fucking scary.
Ugh.
It's scary shit.
Yes, it is. Well, boys, I'm going to be listening. I'm going to let you go back to your fun and frivolity. I know that you were in Lancaster, PA. I hope you kidnapped that bastard surfer.
No, he was an hour. He was an hour away from us.
Yeah.
We contemplated going to get surfer, but we just there's so much going on, man. Now we know better. Now we go back next year. We have a plan.
Next time you go, bring a potato sack with you.
Well, I think we're making
and one of those things that Stevie Ray used to carry around.
Oh, the slapjack.
Yeah.
Well, this Philly trip might happen in January.
It might actually happen.
So the plan is to hook up with Mike from the Midnight Jury for a minute and have a drink with him somewhere. And we're probably gonna go kidnap Surfer.
You should.
Yeah, and And we'll take his fucking satchel.
And I might be going down to Florida with you guys.
Choppy might be coming on out of Florida for Super Bowl weekend. So if he comes down, man,
if I come down, I would definitely want
to
meet up with you.
We'll go meet in Orlando or something. We'll meet halfway, take a day or two, whatever.
Yeah, let me know, and we'll make arrangements. We'll get Tony C to come out of hiding too.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, yes. Well, listen, boss, right. Feel better, man.
Feel better, dude.
All right, guys, I'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
That is our benefactor.
The proprietor of this fine establishment.
Our great gracious host.
The gracious HNIC.
The CEO of Rant.io.
The CEO. The chief operating officer.
Yeah, there you go.
The COO.
The COO, ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sucks that he's sick, man. Feel bad.
Yeah, well, at least he'll have a new voice for fucking Tuesday show.
He sounds like the white Barry White.
We got it together, baby.
We got it together.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so that was our Amish experience. It was just fat bastard city. We ate our way and spent a ton of money on fucking, on just crap. Not crap, really.
No, food is good.
I mean, you know, listen, man, if you can do it, you take care of yourself once in a while.
To me, it's not the money that you spend, it's the memories that you make.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now. My wife and myself, we were talking about it on the way home. We just created some great memories.
Yeah.
I love the memories.
Yeah, we took lots of pictures, and we just had a good time. And I think, you know, listen, this was the first time, and I'm going to break the fourth wall here. This was the first time I was away from my family, or my wife was away from her family, or our families combined for Thanksgiving.
This is actually my second time away from families for Thanksgiving.
Now, my wife would go away with her family.
Okay.
But I've never gone away. I've never ate in a restaurant for a fucking holiday. I either spent it on an ambulance or in dispatch or with my family. I never spent a holiday in a restaurant. You know what I'm saying? So that was weird for me. However, when I sat down and broke bread with these people, like with a real deal Amish people serving you and cooking your shit, it was like, it was pretty cool, you know? So that was fun. I enjoyed that.
I enjoyed the whole weekend. It was just magical to me. I don't know what it was. You know what it is? The holiday season, depending on where you live at, you know what it is? The holiday season doesn't do it for me in New York. I don't know what it is. Everyone's just so angry during the holiday season in New York City.
Well, you know, like Shaylin said, she works in retail, and she said it was hell for Black Friday. And yeah. You have to understand something. There's 10 million people that are accounted for that live in the city.
Yeah.
So if you sell 10 TVs at a Best Buy for $100, and there's 10,000 people trying to get fucking 100 TVs, there's going to be a fucking problem. Or whatever retail you work in. Listen, I know the hustle. There's no off days for EMS. We work 24/7, 365. Like, all my EMS brothers and sisters, we've all worked holidays. I've worked Christmas. I've worked New Year's. I've worked Thanksgiving. And Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday. I've worked Easter. I've worked fucking,
worked Easter?
I worked 4th of July. Like, I worked Labor Day. I worked every single holiday on the calendar.
But you've been doing this for 20 years. Didn't they give you a break sometimes?
Of course. I have my breaks now. I have seniority. I take all these holidays off. Like, I don't fucking care. You know what I'm saying? I'll go in for, like, MLK. I'll go in for, like, Labor Day. If there's nothing going on.
You go in for MLK?
Yeah.
How gracious of you.
Yeah. I have a dream of time and a half. You know? What the hell are you doing? You dropping shit? You fucking lunatic? Move it on a break.
Okay.
Move it on a break. Fucking lunatic.
Oh my god, that shit was funny.
Oh man.
Time and a half on MLK. That's great.
Yeah, man. It's a hospital holiday.
What about the Native American Day?
What day is that?
Columbus Day.
They don't give me off for the Columbus Day.
They don't?
No.
Poor Columbus.
You poor Columbus.
I'm joking.
He fucking raped and pillaged
and murdered everybody. He
murdered his way through fucking success.
Just to make himself look like a superstar to the Spaniards. What a bag of douche.
Oh, my sweet Jesus. So, yeah, that was our Amish adventure, man.
Amish paradise is great.
Yeah.
We didn't get to churn any broader, but we got to live the Amish paradise.
Yeah, I'm not about churning, but I'll let them churn it for me.
Okay.
Like, when I found out I felt bad for the one. The guy gave us the buggy ride. He was like, you know, we don't have electricity. We don't have this. We don't have that. You know, so one of the ladies on the ride asked him, well, what about schools for your kids? Like, do your kids go to regular school? He's like, no, they go to private schools. And they still teach them how to speak Dutch and all other shit.
Good, like, for them.
I'm like, for them to be around for like 200-300 years and live amongst regular people and still do their thing. And these farms are like working farm, dairy farms, and they do they raise a lot of corn, and they do a lot of what was the other one, alfalfa. They raise a lot of, that was like their two main crops. And milk.
You know, I should have asked. I wonder if these people actually pay taxes. I don't think they do.
I don't know, dude. I don't know how it works. Like,
I'm pretty sure the government helps them.
I don't know, dude.
I think they do.
They're self sufficient. They have their own water. They have their own well water.
Well, they have to pay some type of property taxes.
I don't know. Well, I guess their businesses pay for them. You know, if they run farms, the farms have to fucking pay for themselves.
That's true.
You know?
Speaking of real estate, you and me and wifey were looking at the real estate in that area.
Oh, holy, it was dirt cheap. Shit, yeah, it was dirt cheap.
I mean, there was this, like, properties that you would, you know, in New Jersey, New York, you would think we're like the properties we looked at. Some of those properties are worth are in New York are probably worth like $500,000.
Yeah,
and down there we're like $150,000.
Yeah,
$60,000. We couldn't believe it. Myself and Brielle, we were looking up like areas in Lancaster to maybe purchase and then vacation at. You know, during the holiday season. Dude, $5,000 for a fucking house.
Was it you that saw the 64 acres of land for $3 million?
That was the farmland, yes.
64 acres.
For $3 million. And that's a farm because the farm pays for itself.
Do you know how much 64 acres would go for in New York?
No, that's like...
maybe 9 or 10 million, maybe?
Maybe more than that, maybe, 20.
Depends.
You could probably fit a small, like, neighborhood of Brooklyn in the 64 acres.
Yeah, you could fit half a Park Slope.
Either half of Park Slope or all of Bay Ridge.
All of Bay Ridge. Right.
And 64 acres.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. For $3
million. It was madness, man.
But anyways.
But, yeah, that and, like I said, the fat bastard, like, there was food everywhere. Like, even, like, there's a chain of fast food. It's like a gas station fast food.
Sheets.
And they're west of Pennsylvania. And... like Sheetz is
supposedly is by my partner's standards is better than Wawa.
Yeah, if Wawa and 7-Eleven had like a baby,
it'd be Sheetz,
and it's fantastic. They have quality fucking sandwiches there. And I'm from New York, and I'm telling you, they have quality sandwiches there.
Supposedly all fresh too, so, right?
The ones I went to, I was in Pittsburgh, and I went to one, and I was like, yo, and I was on vacation, and there was one down the road from where I was staying. I was there every morning, getting a sandwich.
Next time I go, if I ever am in the bind for looking for food, like I did the other day.
Sheetz,
for sure.
Well, you were looking for food because it was fucking Thanksgiving night and everything was closed.
And you want to know something? I found that delicious diner.
The diner, yeah,
it was fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what it is about the food in that area? I think it's just because it's fresh from the actual farms that are there. So you're going to get quality, fresh, organic food, I believe.
Yeah.
So... even the eggs, like the yellow in the eggs, was so brightly colored. It was just unbelievable how fresh it was. But, yeah. Oh, I forgot. Not changing subject or anything, but there was a spot at the Starcade show tonight where Arn Anderson came out of retirement and actually did a spine buster on Mr. Dolph Ziggler in his match.
Oh, we'll get into wrestling talk in a minute.
Just wanted to let you know that.
We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll fucking get into some wrestling news.
And maybe rant a little bit.
Rant a little bit?
Who knows? I might rant a little bit.
Yeah, why not? You deserve it. You deserve it. All right, listen, we'll take a quick break. Choppy's going to pick up what he dropped in my room. And I'm going to get some more to drink.
And then I'm about to drop a deucey. No, I'm just kidding.
You getting a visit from Mr. Poopies?
No, not yet. Maybe. Oh,
thank God. All right. So you listen to Turnbuckle Throwbacks. We are live on The Rant. It's a special Saturday night edition of The Rant. Turnbuckle Throwbacks on The Rant, I should say. And we'll be right back.
Take it away.
All right.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
If you're not tuned in to the Shining Wizards, listen to what some of our fans have to say about the show.
Oh my God, I just love the Shining Wizards. It's four fucking virgin marks complaining about a fucking fake fighting show. Keep going, boys. The Stallion fucking loves you.
Tune in live every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. East, rantemradio.com. It's the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
Do you like obscure references?
Vince just did the old Joel Gertner hand dance, which is awesome.
Pointless banter.
It's that chicken I smell. I'm going to roll this rock out of the way.
And political gobbledygookery.
I haven't played this band since I was in my 20s.
Then join us every weekend on the Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast, your source for anti-PC entertainment news and commentary.
Hey, it's Mike from the Midnight Jury. Join myself and my co-hosts, Adam, Cal, and Sydney, as we bring to you the best in 80s and 90s pop culture, pro wrestling, and horror movies. You can join in the conversation on Facebook and Twitter, and we are available at our home at WLWstudios.com, along with the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn Radio. Forget about Blu-ray, forget about iPhones, and forget about flat-screen TVs, and travel back with us to the last old-school generation when it was all about Walkmans, arcades, and malls. Once again, that's The Midnight Jury, available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and our home at WLWstudios.com.
Horns up! This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
This is the last professional broadcaster, Sam Roberts, and you're listening to Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Rea and Choppy on Rant EM Radio.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
We're back.
And we're back.
Turnbuckle Throwbacks. Rant EM Radio. Got a message from the man Dingo.
Yes, he got retweeted multiple times.
For the love of God, I had to scour all of Connecticut to find a variant shirt at Hot Topic. Last one in stock. Almost had to hire a Mean Street posse. Very cool. Very cool.
The Young Bucks retweeted me one time. When I purchased their shirts at a Hot Topic in Atlantic City.
Hot Topic.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Love Hot Topic.
Yeah, when I get plus size clothes, maybe I'll fucking shop there.
Somebody sounds angry.
No, I don't give a shit. Give a fuck about Hot Topic. People are buying fucking metal shirts in there like, oh, you like Metallica? Who? You fucking dish rag. I was in Staten Island Mall and I saw a chick wearing a fucking Metallica shirt. I'm like, oh, Master of Puppets, I love that album. She's like, what? Oh. What album? I wanted to tell her to kill herself, but then she might have, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. All right, so last week we had the crew back all together except for Minivan Dave. Who had a sick kid, so shout out to Minivan Dave.
What event happened last Saturday?
Well, first, me and Choppy were doing the Wall Games roundtable with the Rant people. And that was fun. We had some technical difficulties. But go back and download anyway because it's dope. Because me and Choppy were on it. That's why it's dope.
Mm.
Double A and Tony C were with us. That was fun.
The cream of the crop.
Cream of the crop, Double A and Tony C. And then Choppy and I did the post show, which was fun. And if you want to get that, that's Choppy crunches into the fucking microphone like a savage. you want to download that, go to rantemradio.com and get that, because that was pretty fun. Me and Chavi had fun. We really, you know what? And like we said, I don't want to repeat everything. It exceeded all our expectations.
What you said was correct. It doesn't fucking matter if the roof was on the cage.
Right. It was fun.
It was a great match.
Was it War Games? Like, original War Games? No.
But it was still very good.
Of course. I agree. But we had the crew over the next night. Our buddy Lou was here, too, from the Star Wars podcast that I did with Lou Rodriguez. Big wrestling fan.
Great guy.
Lou was here. Our buddies, Aunt and Kitty and Sean, were here. They joined the Takeover Club as well. Pretty soon they'll need t-shirts if they want to join. We're very selective, but we've got to get t-shirts for the new members.
If the fans want a Takeover Club shirt, you have to buy more shirts.
You have to buy more shirts at ProWrestlingTees.com/TurboThrowbacks. Yeah. Anyway, so Survivor Series. Ow.
What do I got to say about Survivor Series?
Well, you want to go by match?
Let's go by match, yeah. Right. I didn't see the Cruiserweight title match. How was it?
It was all right. Enzo beat Kalisto. Nobody cares. And Owens and Zayn beat Breezango.
Nobody cares.
Shield versus New Day was good.
I think it was too long.
Too long?
It was all right.
Yeah?
Too long.
The 5-on-5 traditional women's Survivor
Series. That was actually pretty good. Wasn't too bad.
Team Raw defeated Team SmackDown with Asuka as the
survivor. Asuka fucking dominated.
Yeah, dude, she's on fire.
I was kind of worried about her at first, believe it or not. Because when she first debuted, she was getting mild reactions. Now she's getting some steam behind her, and it seems like the people are really liking her now.
U.S. Champ versus IC Champ. Baron Corbin beats The Miz.
Sucky match.
Turns out The Miz is going to film a movie.
Yeah.
Hence why he lost the IC belt the next night on the Raw. The Marine 6.
Well, I thought it was the Marine 12.
It's Marine 6.
Okay, I thought it was up to 12.
Normally I always say it's the Marine 6. It really is the Marine 6. It's him, Shawn Michaels, and I forget, this is the chick, one of the chicks is in, I forget who it is.
Oh, I'm drawing a blank on the chick, too.
Who cares? No one's gonna watch that.
I might watch it.
You will? Yeah? No, okay.
The last one I saw was probably the first one with John Cena, and that was it.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
T-1000 was in the movie.
The Usos versus Cesaro and
Sheamus. This was fantastic.
And, you know, and what's cool is both teams are technically heel tag teams.
Not anymore. The Usos are like baby faces now.
Well, yeah, they're tweening, but they're technically heels. Going into this, though, it was everybody's game, man. It was a fun match. I enjoyed that immensely. It was a fun match.
I was actually thinking that Cesaro and Sheamus were going to win this.
Charlotte against Alexa Bliss.
Great match.
That was decent.
That was pretty good. I liked it.
And then here we go to the cream of the crop here. Yeah.
It was... Did you notice the beginning of the match where...
With AJ and Brock, right? You talking about...
Oh, yeah. It wasn't bad. I was thinking the Survivor Series match. I'm sorry.
That's the last match.
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah. I forgot about this match.
Yeah.
And that's why... This is exactly why I forgot about it, because it exceeded 10 minutes.
Yeah. Rob and Rage were actually...
They were timing
the match. Listen, and Paulie gave his props to AJ the day after on social media, which I thought was cool. Listen, listen, at this point, you can't, Brock's not losing. Not at least till WrestleMania.
He's going to drop it to Roman Reigns, people.
That's fine.
It's okay. That's okay that he's getting the belt. Keep in mind, Roman Reigns is now a Grand Slam champion.
Yeah.
He's won every male title in the heavyweight division. All he needs now is that elusive, cherishable, universal title. Wow.
Yeah.
Put that in your lexicon.
Put that in your lexicon, fatty. Yeah, so, I enjoyed the match.
It was good.
Yeah, AJ's a great wrestler. He's a
bumping machine.
And Brock exceeded all of our expectations. What the hell? It's the fucking thing again. Yeah. It's this headphone thing. I'm sorry.
It's okay. There you go.
But, yeah, man. He exceeded all of our expectations. He did. He really did. But, hold on a second. There you go. But, you know, to be honest, I knew Brock was going to win. I knew Brock was going to win.
I mean, a part of me knew Brock was going to win, but I was hoping AJ was going to win it.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
It is what it is, man.
I'm just happy it wasn't Jinder and Brock, because... Ooh, did anybody really want to see Jinder Mahal versus Brock Lesnar, honestly?
I understand where you're coming from, where it's not drawing power. I still wouldn't have had a problem with it, though.
You're the only one I've seen so far that's actually talked very positively of Jinder Mahal. I'm surprised.
Because he was serviceable. I didn't think he was terrible, but I understand why it happened. WWE just wanted to throw that in just to, you know.
He might get the belt back.
I said that. Listen, that title gets slingshotted more than the Universal title.
Because it's not a part-timer who has the fucking strap.
I understand that. I'm just saying, like, it's not far-fetched. Now with the Rumble coming up, now I think, is Clash of the Champions?
Clash of the Champions, yeah.
Is that a Raw or a SmackDown?
No, is it Clash or Night of Champions?
Night of Champions, whatever the fuck it is, doesn't matter. It's something Champions. Is that a Raw or a SmackDown?
I think it might be a dual show.
I don't think it is.
If it's not a dual show, that's going to suck, because if it's Night of Champions, all the belts should be on the line.
On top of that, then you have the Rumble.
Yeah, the Rumble's going to be good.
So now, you know, there's rumors of Finn Balor.
I still predict. You mean Finn Balor fighting Lesnar?
Lesnar at the Rumble.
There's rumors going around with Finn Balor that Vince is not too pleased with Finn's reactions with the crowd. And they're trying to put him in a Dolph Ziggler role in the company.
All right, so before we get into that, hold on to that thought.
Okay.
Team Raw beats Team SmackDown, Triple H, Braun Strowman of the Survivors. Then there's an exchange with Braun Strowman and Triple H. People were pissed off that, you know, guys like Joe and Balor and Randy Orton all got eliminated, you know, but I understand. And listen, you talk about Triple H putting himself in something again, but it made a lot of sense.
I thought it was great. I loved it.
You know, it's the whole family feud thing going on. The whole mistrust and not trusting Kurt Angle type of thing, and then on top of that, now you're making Braun Strowman the babyface.
Well, because until this thing happened, everyone thought that, you know, it was more like a tweener. Braun was more of a tweener,
right?
And now with this happening at Survivor Series, now he's become more of a babyface now.
Correct. So, you know. That's going to happen. Braun Strowman's now the baby face, you know?
I'm not feeling this feud with him and Kane, though.
Oh, God. Don't get me started with Kane. We'll get back into Finn Balor for a second.
Okay, Finn Balor. So what's going on with Finn Balor is I was reading a report online pretty much stating that Vince is not happy with Finn's transition into the main roster after he came back from injury. He feels that his reactions with the crowd are not that big. Right. And he feels that they're going to start transitioning Finn Balor, supposedly. I don't know if it's true or not, but they're going to transition him into a Dolph Ziggler role, which means he'll be in, like, major matches, but won't win most of the matches, apparently. As you just saw with Monday Night Raw, where he lost against Samoa Joe. Take it for what it's worth. I'm really not pleased with that announcement, because I think Finn Balor is a bona fide superstar, despite the fact that a lot of people feel that he's not very good on the mic. However, majority of the roster is not good on the mic. Let's be realistic. Even my broadcast partner can agree with me that the majority of the roster is not good on the mic.
Yeah, that's a fact.
It's all across the board. It's just not Finn. It's a lot of people on the roster. I think right now my favorite mic guy and he's not even a regular on the roster is Heyman. Heyman is the only one that's really good on the mic, and that's because he's old school.
I don't have enough time to break down who's better than
AJ's pretty good.
Yeah, but I'm not. You know what? At this point, you're not going to get a complete package guy.
No, not at all.
You're not. So, you know, what were your plans for Finn Balor bringing him up to the main roster? You know what I'm saying? Like, what were your plans with him? Like, were you gonna, like, the guy didn't get a break. He wins the fucking title. He gets hurt. He's out for a year. He comes back. Now he's in limbo. So what do you do?
You know, it's just, I feel bad for the guy. I really do. He never even got his rematch.
Right.
And now they're saying that he's not going to get his rematch at all. And we're like,
so now you put him up against Brock Lesnar, who's not losing anyway. Right.
What is that going to do?
It's going to,
it's going to make Finn look like shit.
Is it going to bury him more? Is it, you know, listen, we know the caliber of wrestler that Finn Balor is.
Correct.
You know, and he's had amazing matches in Japan. You know, he's put on some decent clinics since he's in NXT. And I don't think he's had time to shine on the main roster because he was hurt. So what do you do at this point? What do you do? Seriously.
Basically, what Vince doesn't like is, what Vince likes about the guy is the fact that when he's dressed up in the paint, he loves it. He thinks it's fantastic. But then when he comes to the him coming out as just, you know, Finn Balor, just himself without the makeup, he hates it. He thinks it's like he's bland. He doesn't get good reactions. What I think is bullshit
it's insane.
He does get great reactions from the crowd. He might not be the best mic guy, but he's a fantastic wrestler. But here's another thing. Look at Roman. Roman is another guy who I think is fantastic in the ring, but he's not great on the mic. And that's okay. And you want to know why a lot of these guys are not great on the mic? Because you're giving them scripts. Get rid of the scripts and let these guys talk for themselves. I'm sorry. That's just the way it is. It should be like that.
Yeah.
Bullet point. That's all you got to give these guys.
Yeah. And when you bring guys from outside and they're not from developmental.
Yeah.
They come with their own baggage. You know what I'm saying? So you have to differentiate, you know, what value are you getting out of that guy? You know, like, you know, you're going to get something good from Joe. You know, you're going to get something good from Finn. You know, you're going to get something good from Seth Rollins. Like, these guys are fucking, they're top notch
performers. A lot of these guys were ready to go. They didn't even have to go to NXT, a lot of these guys.
Yeah. If you can, listen, and this is, again, this goes back to the whole War Games thing with Vince, where if it's not their own thing, they want to put their own spin on it.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? But in hindsight, you're probably taking away value from the character or the gimmick, whatever it is, whatever the case may be. You're not allowing the product to to excel. You know what I'm, if that makes any sense?
Yeah,
to
no,
you.
Absolutely.
You know.
It's a shame because they got. You want to know something? This is the most. This roster, both SmackDown and Raw, is the most athletically gifted roster we have right now. If you could agree with me on that,
I agree with you. Yeah, sure.
The most athletically gifted roster we have.
Absolutely.
The Usos, who are third generation?
Yeah, at least.
They have to be second or third.
They're Samoans, bro. They are the lineage goes back.
Out of all the Samoans that we've had in all of history. And we're going back to the Omagas and Rosies and all those guys. The Usos are the most athletically gifted Samoans we've had.
Well, I mean, the Samoan SWAT team was.
They were. Listen, Rikishi was great.
When he was skinny. I'm not talking about dancing with the fat ass.
I know.
I'm talking about Samoan
Savage. I still think that they're even more athletic than the Samoan SWAT team. Even the head shrinkers.
Okay.
It's a fair assessment.
Okay.
Because they're a lot thinner. And they're very much more athletic, and they're really. And another thing, I feel like Jay and Jimmy are better on the mic than Rikishi was.
That's fair.
Wouldn't you agree? Because they got some really good mic. Good promo work.
It just depends on who's writing for them now, and
correct.
What are they allowed to say? What are they not good? What are they not saying?
I think they're giving free reign to these guys. I think they're just letting them do whatever they want at this point.
They should be doing that, dude.
But they're not.
But I understand that. They're not. And this is a fucking problem. But, you know, I don't know what you want to do with Brock. If you're going to carry Brock all the way to WrestleMania, getting back to Brock, I'm just this all no, yeah, comes full
course,
circle.
Of course.
I'm talking about full circle. You know, every guy that you throw against him between now and next April is going to lose. Either you're going to lose clean, or there's going to be some kind of kibosh.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I want to know how creative they're going to get. Like, if you're going to throw a Finn Balor on him, like, come on, man. Like, Davey and Goliath all over again. You know, it'd be dope if the little guy beats the big guy. It's been done before. It just won't make Brock who Brock is right now, and he's a fucking beast, you know? Are they going to hold out for Braun Strowman? You know,
I would love to see Braun go up against Brock. That would be amazing.
Does Braun Strowman win the Royal Rumble? And we'll get into Rumble.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but now he gets to pick. He goes after. Now, he's already lost to Brock. So now there's history there. You know what I'm saying?
Correct.
But don't throw Finn Balor. Don't give. Listen, it's bad enough that Ziggler has to take the brunt of all the bullshit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's bad enough. Don't make him Dolph Ziggler 2.0. It's just, if that happens, just take go get Gallows and Anderson and go back to fucking Japan and take the Bullet Club back. Take the Bullet Club back from the Elite, you know?
I was going to ask you this question before I was driving, making my drive over here. And with the inception of the Bullet Club back in, what, 2011, was
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think that gimmick has run its course?
The Bullet Club?
You think?
I think it's time for them to branch out in terms of... There's already been... The lines have been drawn. Like
there's so many incarnations of the...
Well, the Gorillas of Destiny are, like, breaking away. They want to run stuff.
You have the Elite.
You have the Elite. And then you have, like, Takahashi and Bad Luck Fale. Because Skrull... is with those guys. Mart and Cody's with those guys. You got...
basically, the Elite is the Young Bucks, Kenny Omega, Cody, Adam Page, and Marty.
Yeah.
That's the Elite. So basically, the Elite is a new faction branching off from the Bullet Club.
Mega Powers just posted a picture from tonight's Starrcade event. Dustin Rhodes showed up at Starrcade.
Ooh.
With the boots and everything. Well, they call him the Natural. Natural!
The Natural.
Yeah, I think it's run its course. However, it's too big to break up. It's they're printing. Bullet Club is printing money right now. Chobby, they're printing fucking money.
That Hot Topic deal that they did is making New Japan buku money.
Yeah,
Pro Wrestling Tees making New Japan buku money.
Yep,
and I'm sure in the home country they're making money.
Yeah,
as well.
Yeah, with the New Japan World, the streaming service, and the popularity now of them, and the Bullet Club is over everywhere now, everywhere, different continents now.
Now, my question is, by them eliminating the too sweet hand signal,
yeah,
do you just go back to using the gun signal?
It doesn't matter. That's just a gimmick. That they fuck around with, it's not going to take away from the fact that I think they need competition within themselves. I think it'd be awesome if Balor and all those guys can get back together with Fale and try to take back the fucking Bullet Club from the Elite, or the Gorillas of Destiny form their own faction, or guys from Suzuki Gun defect, or guys from Chaos defect. I mean, Chaos has more members than Bullet Club.
Yeah.
But they don't act as a faction all the time, you know? So, I mean, at this point, you know, as it runs its course, yeah, I think so. However, it's they're printing their own money, you know, so.
Cuz I feel like, you know how the NWO had, you know, after like 2 years, it's really had really run its course.
Yeah.
I feel like this group, this faction has gotten, I could be wrong by saying this, I think it's gotten even bigger than the NWO. Would that be fair to say?
What, the Elite?
No, just the group itself, the name, the brand.
Yeah.
Bullet Club, I think, is bigger than the NWO now.
Yeah.
They've lasted longer. They lasted, what, 6 years?
Yeah.
They're still selling merch. It's insane.
Yeah.
They're still selling merch, and people are still... Every time the WWE stops the Young Bucks from doing something, the Young Bucks come out with another shirt going up against what the WWE just told them to do. You know? It's like, these guys are... They're fantastic.
They're printing their own money.
Oh, yeah. I just wish the WWE would come up with another version of the Bullet Club. But like you said, Vince doesn't like stuff that's not created by him.
Yeah. It's just, you can give guys work if you form factions. You know, if you form stables.
They had a ready-made storyline. Yeah. But when they had Finn, AJ, and Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson.
Who they're not even fucking using at this point. They're comic relief. They're comic relief. That's what they are.
And then they had videos on YouTube where they're showing these two New Japan superstars selling shirts for WWEshop.com. Are you fucking kidding me, man?
And doing the parody. The parody they did.
Yeah, man. Fuck that. These guys are former New Japan IWGP tag team champions. Former Raw tag team champions.
Yep.
What the fuck, man? Are you serious? You guys were monsters in New Japan.
Correct.
And then been relegated to selling shirts on the shop?
Yeah.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah, it's a sin, dude. It's an absolute sin.
And sooner or later, it's going to be... I feel like Finn and these two guys are going to get disgruntled and say, fuck WWE, let's go back to Japan.
Yeah. Some other news. Kamala was on life support.
Yeah, dude, that's sad.
He's off life support.
But he's
now.
Good now. Coco Beware was there.
Coco was there, and his stepdaughter's been posting stuff on social media. So, as much as we pick on Kamala, no one wants to see Kamala go anytime soon. So hopefully he gets better. He's had a really bad battle with diabetes the last couple of years of his life. So,
is he still?
He's off life support. He's still in the hospital.
No, what I'm asking is, did he cut off both legs or just one leg?
I think it's one leg. I think.
Jesus.
Yeah, diabetes is a killer, man.
Man, my grandfather died from diabetes. They cut off both his legs.
Oof.
Yeah. It's bad.
It's bad news. I don't have a lot of other wrestling news.
What'd you think of these two new factions showing up on SmackDown and Raw?
Oh, the women's ones, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool, you know. I like Ruby Riott, you know. I mean,
she's okay.
The girl, I mean, listen, there was some talk of them, of these girls. There was an argument on social media. I was going to bring this up to you over the weekend, but I forgot. You just reminded me. There was an argument that they bring up people from NXT who aren't ready.
I agree.
So, you agree. My question to you then, and then to all of our listeners too, is what makes them not ready? Because there are a couple of people that they brought up that didn't get a lot of time in NXT, and they prospered on the main roster.
Yeah, one example: Braun Strowman.
Right.
He was a rosebud.
Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns was ready, I think.
I disagree, but again, what the definition of ready?
No, I think when they mean by ready, I think they're ready to start working their way up on the mid card, and then start moving. I think a lot of people think that, like, for example, fans in general, when they see these guys on NXT, they're like, oh, they're ready to be the main event on the main roster, and that's not the case at all. When WWE says that they're ready to start building themselves up on the main roster. Even though they haven't done too much on NXT, or have had a proven track record on NXT. But for whatever reason, they see something in these people and they prosper. Braun Strowman is a perfect example. The guy, when I first saw them, I said this before multiple times. I was like, I texted Phil and I was like, this guy is money.
Yeah.
Slab of beef that's going to tear through the whole roster. And then you had guys like, for example, Jason Jordan. Do you think he was ready? No. Of course not. But if they kept him with Gable, he would have been fine.
Yeah.
But they split up another great tag team Just to, why? Because they thought Jason Jordan had a look to him? Yes, he has a look to him for sure.
Right.
He can wrestle, but he has no mic skills whatsoever. He sounds like Kurt Angle with a lisp. Or a very feminine Kurt Angle. I don't know. He's just like, he doesn't... He sounds like a fairy. I'm sorry. He just sounds like a girl complaining and whining all the time.
So the argument was that none of these girls are ready. That was the argument.
Paige is ready.
Well, forget Paige. I'm talking about the chicks that they got from NXT.
Do I think Liv Morgan is ready? Nope, she's not ready.
See? But they see something. See, our definition or your definition of ready
is different from anybody else.
It's different, way different, because like you just mentioned, Braun Strowman and all the people, you know. Listen, I'm like, the more the merrier, you know? If you're gonna utilize them, there's not enough women anyway. And when they are, they're not properly pushed. They'll take 2-3 girls from each brand now, and that's it. I want to see girls like Tyler and Ruby Riott and the chick with the gloves get fucking... I want to eventually get title shots. You know, all we see is the same fucking 4 or 5 people. You see Charlotte, you see Bayley, you see... I'm not talking about Asuka because she just got there.
Because the reason they do the same girls all the time is because they know that those girls deliver, you know?
So then why bring the other girls up? See, it's
because I'm pretty sure fans are letting them know, look, we're getting bored with the same fucking women all the time. Bring in some new talent.
And if they're not ready, they shouldn't be there, but apparently they are.
I think Carmella should already cash in that fucking briefcase.
She's going to.
She has to. Enough is enough.
She's going to.
I think it might be United Champions, too.
Yeah.
Do I think Liv Morgan, do I think she was ready? I saw her a couple of matches that she had at NXT. She still needs a lot more seasoning. You know who's a perfect example who was not ready for the main roster? Is fucking Dana Brooke. She was not ready for the main roster. She was horrible in the ring.
Dana Brooke gets a pass because A, she got hurt. And then B, she had a fucking tragedy happen to her. So I think mentally, I think physically she has all the attributes.
She's physically, yeah. But
mentally, she's botched, bro. I mean, come on, dude. She got hurt. That puts a damper on things. She was supposed to get like this bodyguard turn face push against with Charlotte. That never happened. And then her boyfriend tragically dies. You know what I'm saying?
Correct.
So I don't know, dude.
You know which team I hope doesn't get lost in the shuffle? Not take anything for what you just said, Shaylin. Is the Revival.
Yeah. Tough break.
I love that team.
Tough break for those guys.
They keep getting injured. Every time somebody gets injured, they're taken off TV.
Yeah. Well, that's...
That's sad.
Yeah. Because, you know, guys... You know, sometimes guys work better as a tag team.
That's too bad.
It wasn't like back in the day if... when you break up Strikeforce, Santana and Martel can both go. Tom Zink, on the other hand, with the K&M connection, was like, some guys are just tag team wrestlers. Like, you couldn't, B. Brian Blair and Jim Brunzel, they were singles wrestlers in the 70s and 80s. When they became a tag team, you couldn't break them up.
Correct.
You couldn't break them up. You could give Jim Brunzel, who was almost 40 at that point, a fucking title push. You know, you couldn't break up Axe and Smash. You couldn't break up the Powers of Pain. They did, but then they put the Barbarian and Warlord and other tag teams.
Yeah.
So, like, there's certain teams you just can't you can't put them on TV solo.
Remember when they tried to break up the Dudley Boys for like 8 months,
and they gave D-Von that terrible preacher gimmick with Batista.
Yes,
that was terrible.
That when they broke them up, I was like, what are they doing?
That was so stupid.
That team needs to be staying. That's a team that needed to stay together. Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
Who else is not? Do you think is not ready?
I don't know, dude. I my definition of ready now is different because the caliber of matches is different. Like there's these guys and girls don't get enough time to showcase anymore because of it's no longer a wrestling show. It's a TV show, and once they made that transition. It's really hard for the mid-card guys and girls to really show their talent. They don't get the mic time. They don't get the matches that you want to see. it becomes very repetitious, and I feel like it's they get lost in a shuffle.
Okay.
You know, because it's no longer a wrestling show, it's a TV show. So
Shaylin brings up a good point. With all this women, all these women coming up now, do you think they'll debut an all women's Royal Rumble in 2018?
There's been talks of it. And
do you think it will happen?
If they do it, that should be the pre-show.
Really?
Let them go for an hour.
On the pre-show.
On the pre-show. Let them go for an hour. Let them have it. You open the night with it. Even have Carmella cash in, whoever wins, you know, that night. Have her cash in against the champion, if the champion's defending that night.
Okay.
You know, make it even more interesting. Because now, let's say she wins, now she has to fight whoever wins that Rumble at WrestleMania.
True.
You know? There's room now for women to do these things. It's just a matter of whether they get written in or not.
Okay.
That's it, really. I mean, is it time? Sure. You want to make it, but they got to make it interesting.
Okay.
They have to write it in. That's it, you know?
Now with all these, now I have a question for you. Now with all these women coming up, do you think they should have a women's tag team titles?
There's enough women now, yeah. Here's my question to you, though. Do you have it on both brands?
Yes. Yes.
So you have a SmackDown Women's Tag Team Championship and a Roman's? Is there enough women to go around?
I think so.
I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea.
Can you give me like 2 minutes?
What's up?
I need to get some powder or baby powder stuff.
Mikey can't get it?
No, because it's buried in the car.
It's in the car. All right, go ahead.
2 minutes.
All right, go ahead. All right. So, Choppy stepping away. Oh, that's not good. Anyway. See, I don't know. I don't know if they have enough women to put the tag team title on both brands. You know, I don't know. I think it's I don't know. I have no idea. I feel like it's it'd be a problem. Because there's not enough women on. There's more women on one roster than there is on the other. I don't know if you even it out and you put enough girls on it, then it's fine. So, all right, listen, I'm going to take a quick break. And you know what? No, I'm not going to take a quick break. I'm going to open, let's see here. Hold on 1 second. Let's see. Anyway, but I don't know, man. I would like to see that. I would definitely like to see that. Hold on 1 second here. Let's take a quick break here. I gotta take a break. I gotta step away because all my stuff is with Choppy, and I feel like him not being here, I can't talk about what I want to talk about. So let's take a quick break and play some tunes. And let's see here. Yeah, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Yeah. Yeah. One, two, Pistol Gang Clash. Buck Wild. DRTC. Come on. This is an empty place, Paul. Trust me, don't go there. And Jezebel dwell there. Way too many hoes there. It's not for everybody, so you shouldn't poke your nose there. The watch say Panera, the sweater say mohair. If 5-0 ask you where you going, say nowhere. Mind your fucking B.I., I'm trying to make some dough hair. I'm trying to make moves and you fucking up my flow hair. Asking for an answer when you know nobody know hair. We ran up into Macy's cause they had a lot of load there. 30 deep, ran a cop screaming that it's no fair. We was boosting everything from Tommy Hill to Wu-Wei. Prada wasn't even on my mind cause I was new there. Ask Ramona Africa.
difficult, she tell you not to move at. When OG worked the tower, he would let us boost there. It's like they had us locked inside a zoo and let us roost there. A bunch of fucking animals that have a fucking roots here. The weekend
over. All right, we're back.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, because we're live, I can't stop the podcast. You know?
Correct.
Anyway.
Anywho.
So,
we were talking about...
the women's tag team.
I think it's doable.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I was telling the people before, if there was an even amount of women on both rosters, it can work. But there's not. There's more women
on Raw than there is on SmackDown.
Yeah,
and I know why, because the there's 3 hours.
Again, it's a TV show, bro. It's not a wrestling show anymore. So you know, if they can write that in, fine. I don't know. I think it. I don't know, man. I would like to see it, but I don't know if they can do it on both brands.
Hmm. Anyways, next topic. Let's see.
I don't have anything else.
You know what? Since we're let's do something different now. Since this is just off the cuff, I want to hear your opinion about the Justice League movie that you saw last week. Do you think it's watchable, or do you think to go to the movies and watch it, or do you think people should wait for the DVD to come out?
If you're a fanboy, go see it.
I'm a huge fan, DC fan.
Of course you are. So go see it. Okay. It's not a great movie.
But it's not terrible.
It was better than Batman vs. Superman.
That's what I've been told.
Okay. They're still not getting the concept of character development.
And you want to know why?
Oh, there's a bunch of reasons why.
I'll tell you one main reason why. They're rushing the fucking franchise too fast.
Yeah.
Why do you think Marvel has a formula down to a T? They have this down to a T. You have pretty much a 10-year plan in place when they started with Iron Man back in 2008, and they just started producing film after film. Because you had Iron Man, then you did Captain America, then it was Thor. Then it was Hulk, then Thor, and then that's, you started building your Avengers team right there. With these guys, what they're doing is they're doing Man of Steel. Then they ran right into Batman versus Superman instead of establishing a Batman universe. Then you put in Wonder Woman in the movie as well, without even establishing a Wonder Woman film. The Wonder Woman film should have came out before Batman vs. Superman. If that makes any sense.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, instead of making... And I think the villains are the main issue of these films. Would you agree?
They should be.
I think the villains are not as strong as they should be, in my opinion.
That's the writing. That's the writing.
You don't think it's the cast, like the
no,
the actor?
No, because they cast some of the guys that cast it. Like, all right, with this cast, I know people giving me shit about Jason Momoa playing Aquaman,
the Roman Reigns of Hollywood.
I thought he was the best character.
Yeah, I was going to ask you.
Cyborg was like my second favorite. Ben Affleck grew on me as Batman.
I like Ben Affleck as Batman.
Okay, I liked the only person I didn't like was the Flash.
What?
I didn't like that Flash. I think the guy who plays him now on the CW should have played him.
Yeah.
That would have been fucking dope.
I think he's great.
Yeah, I think he's great too.
So Ezra Miller is a negative for you as the Flash.
Yeah, I'm sure he's a nice guy. I'm sure he has...
He's a great guy.
I'm sure he has good roles in other movies, but I just didn't feel him as the Flash. I didn't. But then everybody else who saw it thought that it was Aquaman who ruined it. You know, first of all,
I heard Aquaman was fantastic.
To me, he was. I would have replaced Cyborg with a GL, whether it be Hal Jordan or
John Stewart.
John Stewart.
It had to be, yeah. John Stewart.
Either way, though, I would have liked to have seen a Green Lantern on that team, but that wasn't going to happen.
I heard the corpse appear in the movie.
Yeah.
I heard. I don't know if it's true or not.
You have to see it. I don't want to ruin it for you.
I already heard about the after credit scene. So
But that took away, and you know,
fantastic.
What? Not only was it fantastic, it took away from the movie.
Because so you're telling me that the end credit scene blows out everything else, and out
it
in the
sets war. Up an interesting
dynamic.
You know, yeah, exactly.
Super friends.
Yeah. Meanwhile,
back at the blank, 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 blank,
blank, blank, blank, blank, blank.
So I was telling Phil in the pre-production that they're coming out with an Aquaman movie. And the bad guy of choice, from what I was reading, is none other than one of Phil's favorites, Black Manta.
Aquaman, I'm coming for you.
You sound like a Black Scorpion.
Yeah. Sting. Sting.
And they're also doing a Captain Marvel movie, Shazam. And they're going to use The Rock as the Black Adam in the movie. There was a lot of rumors going around that Rock was supposed to make an appearance in this Justice League movie in the post-credits scene. But I don't know if that had really happened, so I'd have to find out myself. I heard a lot of mixed things about this movie. I heard that the first 30 minutes of the movie was not, it was just way drawn out for no reason. Because what do you call it? If my understanding is correct, Bruce Wayne, Batman, is essentially the Tony Stark of the film.
Now it's time.
Go ahead.
He just threw me off with that one. Wonder Twin powers activate.
Shape of a dildo.
Form of a vagina. But could you imagine if they put the Wonder Twins in live action movies?
No, I couldn't imagine that. No.
Oh, that would be funny. What else? Did you see Thor Ragnarok?
I loved it.
So, in your personal opinion, what is better, Thor or Justice League?
Thor was better than Justice League.
How was the fight scene with...
fight scene was fantastic.
With Hulk and Thor?
It was fantastic.
Okay. How was Thor's... not Thor, a Hulk speech, the way he was talking in the film?
He was dumb. He was dumb Hulk.
But he was funny, though.
He was dumb Hulk, and he was... It was trying to, like, Banner was trying to get through, but it wasn't happening, you know.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to see Hulk talk stupid in the movies, because a lot of times they give him, like, maybe one-word answers, but they finally gave him something to say, like, actually converse with somebody in the movie, and I thought it was great.
Yeah.
Him and Thor are, like, best friends from what I can see in the trailer.
Yeah.
And what about Jeff, Mr. Goldblum himself?
Yeah, he was good.
He was funny?
He was good, yeah.
Okay.
Right. It was, for me, it was too much comic relief.
Well, they were trying to make it like Guardians of the Galaxy, as you can see.
Loki was like hokey. Loki was hokey.
Loki was hokey. Hokey,
like,
Loki.
Even he was like, it's not in his nature to be funny. Even they made him, like, joking around and shit. I was like,
Another thing I still haven't seen yet, and me being a comic book guy, I have not seen The Punisher on Netflix. What is your take on that?
I just finished it on Wednesday, and I thought it was good. There were some people on the internet crying about, you know, how he's not the book, how he has compassion, and the way he was written, he has a bit of a light side to him, where he's, I don't want to give it away, but it was violently brutal.
I heard it's super violent.
It's extremely violent.
Is it better than Warzone? Because you told me Warzone was fantastic.
Yes, it's better than Warzone. It's better than Warzone, and the guy who plays him...
John Berthol.
I don't know him from anything else.
Walking Dead.
I don't watch Walking Dead, but this guy is...
The quintessential?
Yeah. Like, he is Frank Castle. And you know what? The evolution of Frank Castle's character... And Marvel's been doing this with these fucking shows on Netflix. It'll drag the first 4 or 5 episodes.
You got to keep on watching.
Yes. And
keep
that's
watching.
And that's the thing. Like, this was, like, they drew it out. And when they hit, like, the 5th episode, you were like, oh, my God. Like, what's going to... You have to watch. Like, I tried to binge watch it. I couldn't. I was so busy. You know? And I enjoyed it.
Now, I have a question for you. I heard mixed reviews of the Jigsaw character. Is he like the comics and like the Warzone movie, or was he essentially a blander version of the character?
He's different.
He's different.
Yeah, and it winds up being somebody he knows, and
does he end up being like scarred?
You don't see it.
You don't see it.
No, you just see how he gets the face.
Okay,
but fine. I don't know if it's him. I don't know if it's gonna be him.
Okay, I understand.
I don't know if it's gonna be Jigsaw.
Because I was looking up the Wikipedia, and the guy who plays the character, it essentially is Jigsaw. Apparently, I just gotta watch it, man. I have Netflix. I gotta watch it. You know, this time is so time just consumes my life. And
yeah, what I did was you can download stuff
and then watch it off Wi-Fi, and then you can watch it.
Well, yeah, I was downloading stuff to my phone and just watching it instead of trying to stream it.
Yeah,
you know, because I had it.
I gotta watch it. It's something I have to watch because it's one of those shows that like my wife actually worked on the show. And she said it was just like it's all night shots mostly, from what I was told.
Yeah, it was. It was filmed all over the city.
Yeah, it was filmed all over Queens, Manhattan, and I believe Brooklyn.
It was fun. It was a fun series. You get why does this kid keep crying?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on with him. I might have to go out there soon.
So. All right. Well, you know, we'll wrap this up.
Let's wrap it up
because it's bleeding through the mics. So
yeah.
It's annoying.
Yeah, I know. All
right, so let's do it. But yeah, definitely go see it, man.
Yeah, definitely going to watch it this weekend or whatever weekend I have left.
Yeah, no, definitely download it. Like, download it to your phone.
Gotcha.
And watch it like that and watch an episode a day or two on the way, you know. Anyway, well, we thank you for hanging out with us tonight, whoever's in the chat room.
Correct.
Thank you to Double A for calling in. Feel better.
Yes, please.
And, we'll be back next week. We're doing World War III next week, WCW.
New Japan just retweeted Rob Domingo.
That's awesome.
that's awesome.
Yeah, so do that. Next week is World War III. Christmas show, the end of December. We're going to have we'll announce everything next week. Stuff keeps dropping. It's a fucking disaster in here. I'm getting out of here.
Yeah.
TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com. Support all our friends on there. And RantEarMRadio.com, ProWrestlingTees.com/TurnbuckleThrowbacks. You want to email us at TurnbuckleThrowbacks1@gmail.com. It's Twitter at TBuckleTBacks and at
Choppy2984.
And also Instagram at TurnbuckleThrowbacks. Check all that out.
Please.
And that's pretty much it for us this week.
It is.
Impromptu show.
And hope thank you for joining us if you didn't, you know. Thank you, Shaylin. Mega Powers.
Shining was Tony and passed, I think, was in there for a minute.
Yep.
All right. And everybody who's listening on the tune in. And that's pretty much it, man. So, on behalf of my tag team partner, I'm the Impact player, Mr. Philly Ray, bidding you adieu, reminding you, please, take care of yourself, each other. Avoid the clap. Don't get arrested. Don't say the N word, the R word, or the A word. And just be a nice fucking human being, man. You know?
Good night, Gracie.
Good night, Gracie. Like Robinson Crusoe, it's as primitive as can be. We've been spending most of our lives living in an Amish paradise. We're just plain and simple guys living in an Amish paradise. There's no time for sin and vice living in an Amish paradise. We don't fight, we all play nice living in an Amish paradise. Hitching up the buggy, churning lots of butter. Raise the barn on Monday, soon I'll raise another. Think you're really righteous? Think you're pure in heart? Well, I know I'm a million times as humble as thou art. I'm the pious guy the little omelets wanna be like, on my knees day and night, scoring points for the afterlife. So don't be vain and don't be whiny, or else, my brother, I might have to get medieval on your hiney. We've been spending